The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shlomo Lefkowitz, Pesach at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for marital or familial matters, call the Evan Ezer Division at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Yevamah Daf Samechei Amud Beis. The Gemara recounts a personal episode in the life of Reb Chiya. Yehuda v'Chizkiya t'umem hayu. Yehuda and Chizkiya were twin brothers. Echad nigmar tzurasa l'sof tisha. One of them had his form completed at the end of 9 months of pregnancy. Ve'echad nigmar tzurasa l'tchila shiva. The other one, his form was completed after 7 months of pregnancy. Yehuda's divisud Reb Chiya. Yehuda is the wife of Reb Chiya, who was the mother of these two twins, Yehuda and Chizkiya. Havala tzar leida. She had unusual amounts of pain during childbirth. Shanoi mana, she literally changed her clothes, which means she disguised herself. Va'asya l'kamei d'Reb Chiya, she went to present a shayla in front of one of the illustrious poskei hador, who was none other than her husband Reb Chiya. Amra, she asked him, itza mifakta pri urviya, is a woman commanded in the mitzvah of pri urviya, of having children? Amar lo loy. Reb Chiya answered her without realizing that he was talking to his wife. Loi, no, a woman is not commanded. A woman is exempt from having children from the mitzvah of pri urviya. Ozla, she went. Ishtaya samada akarta, and she drank some kind of potion which caused sterilization, so that she would not have any more children. Lasoifig loy milsa. In the end, it came out that it was Reb Chiya's own wife, Yehudis, who had come to ask the shayla, and based upon his hatter, she had went and drank the samada karta, the potion which caused sterilization. Omar lo, he said to her upon realizing what happened, Eichu, whoa, Eichu yaldis li chada kresa achrita. I wish he would have been able to bear me another womb full of children, another pair of twins. To Omar Mar, Yehuda v'chizkiya achi. Mar says Yehuda and Chizkiya were twin brothers. Pazi v'tavi achvasa. Pazi and Tavi were two sisters who were also twins, who were also children of Yehudas and Reb Chiya. It's interesting to note, as an aside, that this was not Yehudas' first attempt at a solution for her tzar leida problem. If we look in the Gemara in Masechtas Kedushin and Daf Yud Beis, the Gemara says, Yehudas divisud Reb Chiya, havis lo tzar leida. Yehudas, the wife of Reb Chiya, had unusual pain during childbirth, as we just learned in Yevamos. Amr Lei, Yehuda said to her husband, Reb Chiya, Amr Li Aim, my mother told me, Kibul b'chavuch kedushay kizutres. Your father actually accepted kedushin for you from a different man when you were small, when you were a ketana. As we know, of course, a father has a right to be makabul kedushin for his daughter when she's a ketana, even after she's a ketana, up until Bagris. So Yehuda told her husband, Reb Chiya, my mother told me that when I was a small girl, my father accepted kedushin on my behalf from someone else. The ramification of that, obviously, is that she's a different man's wife and therefore forbidden to Reb Chiya, her current husband. Omer lo, Reb Chiya responded, Lav kol kamina d'imech d'asat loch iluye. Your mother has no grounds, does not have the right to come and make you forbidden to me now. Since you're already becheskes my wife, and at the time that I was makadish you, nobody voiced this objection that you were already married to someone else. Once you're muchzik to be my wife, your mother is not believed when she comes and says that you're already married to someone else beforehand. That would require two kosher edim. In any case, this episode is not the topic of today's shiur. We'll leave that for a different time. If we look in the Shulchan Aruch, Eben Ezer, Simin Hei, Sif Yud Beis, Shulchan Aruch says, Ishim Utes Lishtos Ikarin, Kedei Lusarasa Achalei Teled. A woman is permitted to drink this potion made out of roots in order to sterilize herself so that she will not be able to have children. There's a tremendous machloikus over here on the page amongst the Paiskim if a woman is allowed to do this l'chatchila or whether she's only allowed to do it under very limited conditions. I don't want to get into the details of this machloikis. What I do want to focus on is the much narrower question of whether the incident with Yehuda's Devesu de Rebchia can set a precedent for a married woman who has tzar leida. To address this question, we look at the Pitzchei Tshuva, Sifkotin Yud Aleph, who brings the Chassam Sofer, who writes in a Tshuva, Chelek Eben Ezra Simen Ches, who is Nishal al Dinze, Beisha Mitzteres Beheroin Veleida. He was asked about a woman who has severe and unusual pain during pregnancy and childbirth. Ishari lo lemishti koisi korin. If she's allowed to drink a potion which would cause sterilization. So Pitzchei Tshuva quotes the Chassam Sofer. He says, "Masik ledina." He comes out la'alocha. The isha shelo yolda adayin, a woman who has not yet had any children, v'loy kaim of sheves, was not mekaim even the mitzvah of sheves. Loy tishta koisi karin, she may not drink this koisi karin. Amloy lahatzul miyirokin v'tzar leidu kadoima. Unless she needs to do it to save herself from a disease or unusual child-bearing pains. As an aside, we should mention that there's really two inyanim in having children, aside from the mitzvah of pri or via, which we learned in our Gemara, which is a chiyuv only for men, not women. There's a separate and distinct mitzvah called sheves, which is also a mitzvah to have children. And that, according to many rishonim, women are mechuyuv. The difference between Sheves and Priya Revia is that for Priya Revia, a person must have a Zachar and a Keva, a male and a female, in order to be Mekayim the Mitzvah. And for the Mitzvah Sheves, it appears as though one child, either male or female, is sufficient. So the Chassam Sofer over here is paskening that if she has not yet had any children at all, if she was not Mekayim even the Mitzvah of Sheves, then she's not allowed to drink this Kaisi Karin in order to sterilize herself, because she's also mechuyev in the time of the mitzvah of Sheves, for which she needs at least one child. Avol continues the Chassam Sofer, and klar kaim Sheves called who, if she already fulfilled the mitzvah of Sheves, and at a minimal level, which means she had one child, shari afilu b'loy tzar klal, then she's allowed to go ahead and drink the kosher karin even without any discomfort. Chassam Sofer continues, ach l'choy rehainu b'pnuyo. It would seem that this heter is only for a single woman. The inani afilu b'nesua. Additionally, it would even apply to a married woman, kedvisu d'rebchia, such as the case of Rebchia's wife, ubi emeim. But here's the caveat: is only in the days of the Gemara. Shaya yochel abal lisa ishal ishtoi. In the days of the Gemara, a man was able to take a second wife, even while he's still married to his first wife, or alternatively, if he didn't want to marry a second wife while he was still married to his first wife, he had the option of divorcing his first wife against her will. The imkain, imhu mitua veibonim, if the husband desires more children, and he wants to be mekayim the mitzvah midirei kabbalah of la'erev al tanach yedecha, which we learned about several daf ago, even after a person is mekayim the mitzvah of pri urvia and he has a son and a daughter, there's still a mitzvah for him to continue having children. So if this man whose wife wants to drink the kosher ikarin wishes to be mekayim the mitzvah of l'erev al tanach yedecha, yochel lisa acheres, he has the option of marrying a second wife, ilagarishazu, or he alternatively he can divorce this wife who drank the kosher ikarin. In today's times, when we have the cherem of Rabbeinu Gershom Aragoyla, who forbade us from being married to more than one woman at the same time, and there's also another cherem from Rabbeinu Gershom Aragoyla, that we are not allowed to divorce our wives without their consent, under these new conditions, a woman must get permission from her husband in order to drink the kosher ikarin, or she has to be prepared to let him divorce her. Omnom, however, the husband does not wish to divorce his wife, the gam loy leifen lo rishus, nor does he wish to grant her permission to drink the kosher ikarin. Nearly, it seems to me, the ein mechuyavus l'tzar atzma b'pnei shibuda shemishubedes l'baal, she's not obligated to suffer this unusual pain because of her obligations to her husband. V'hainu, is only in a situation where she has unusual amounts of pain in the, according to the eyes of the Rav who's passing the Shaila. So the Chassam Sofer is drawing a very clear distinction between the pre-Chaim Rabbeinu Geshem and today's times. Pre-Chaim Rabbeinu Geshem, a woman who was Mekayim Mitzvah Shabbos with at least one child is allowed to take the initiative and drink the kosher likarim to sterilize herself, even if she's married. However, the post-Chaim Rabbeinu Geshem, she's not allowed to do this without getting permission from her husband. Nevertheless, the Pesachei Tshuva brings that the Chassam Sofer's bottom line is that even if the husband refuses to grant permission, she can go and drink the kosher likarim anyway. The Chassam Sofer, as cited by the Pesachei Tshuva, is a little bit puzzling. If at the end of the day he's prepared to let her to go drink the kosher likarim even without her husband's permission, why is it then that he tells her to go ask for a shus in the first place? Let her go by herself, drink the kosher likarim without asking her husband for a rishus, and if he's not happy with her course of action and her decision, let her then go and divorce her. After all, she had no right to do this without his permission. So if we look inside the Tshuva Chassam Sofer, we can find the answer to this question. The Chassam Sofer says, Aval hashto hocho d'ikar chayim Rabbeinu Geshem. In today's times, when we have the chayim of Rabbeinu Geshem or Agoyla, imkein ein l'rishus l'ishtes b'li rotzen b'ayla, she has no permission to drink the kosher likarin without her husband's rishus, d'vadai mishum l'er v'al panach yadecho, loy huter loy chayim Rabbeinu Geshem or Agoyla. Just because of the mitzvah of l'er v'al panach yadecho, which the husband now will not be able to fulfill because his wife has drank this kosher likarin and becomes sterile, because of that, that is not grounds for being matir the chayim Rabbeinu Geshem, and the husband would still not be able to be Megarish's wife against her will, even though she went and drank the kosher likarin, and now he cannot have any more children. The Chassam Sofer reasons the imkain calls the kainis yisgarshu bal korchon. If that were true, that the fact that the husband cannot be Mekayim mitzvah l'er bal tanach yedecha was sufficient grounds for divorcing the wife bal korcha, in that case, any woman who's past childbearing age would have to accept a get from her husband, whether she likes it or not, because he wants to keep having children, and there's a mitzvah of l'arav al tanach yedecha. So it must be that the fact that he can't be mekayim l'arav al tanach yedecha is not grounds for being matir l'chayim Rabbeinu Geshem. He must stay married to this woman, whether he likes it or not. So therefore, he's going to be in a bind, and therefore the wife has no rishus to drink the kosher likarin unless the husband grants her permission. In fact, this is the Chassam Sofer repeats this line of reasoning in a different tshuva in Chelek Yeridea in Siman Kuf Ayin Beis at the end of the tshuva. See there. Shalsu tshuva is Divrei Yoel from the Sat Merov, Chelek Evan Ezer Siman Kuf Chav Dalid. He explains the Chassam Sofer a bit more. He says, what the Chassam Sofer ends off by writing that the wife is not obligated to undergo severe and unusual pain because of her shibut, her husband, the Mavur Shom. In that tshuva, the Chassam Sofer was writing about a woman who consented to accept the get and be divorced. The husband did not consent either to divorcing her or to giving her a shus to drink the kosher likarin. Avlam abal einem askin b'shum oifen. If the husband did not agree at all that she should drink the kosher likarin, atchem rutzel gam legarish al yidei zeh, the husband is prepared to give a get, the he einem isra'at is lizgarish, but the wife, on the other hand, does not want to accept a get. She'ein lo shum etza. In that case, the husband's hands will be tied. She wants neither to accept a get nor to continue having children. In that case, the Chassam Sofer paskins that she may not drink the kos shalikarin without her husband's rishus at all. So the Divrei Yoel was pointing up to Chassam Sofer that there's a clear distinction between whether the wife is giving the husband a choice. She's prepared to take the get, and she says to her husband, divorce me or give me permission to drink kosher likarin. In that case, if the Baal refuses either, she's allowed to drink the kosher likarin without his permission. But if the husband is prepared to be megarish her, and because of her intransigence she refuses to take a get, in that case she may not drink the kosher likoyim. Goes without saying that any real-life shilas that arise regarding matters such as these must be presented to a competent poisek.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.